Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Higg. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Taylor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Chuck Taylor. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Brock reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Higg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Torre reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Torre moves to third. Jim Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to second. Jim Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. Simmons scores. Maxville moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Cardinals. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howie Reed now pitching. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haig takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second, and Haig is out. There's the throw to third, and Cardenal is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Howie Reed. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey scores. Ferry moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Coco LaBoy now playing second base. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Simmons moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman throws to Sutherland, and they have Simmons in a rundown. The throw to Bailey, who applies the tag, and Simmons is out. Kennedy moves to second. one out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Maxville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Bateman scores. LaBoy moves to second. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Higg. Bailey reaches second base with a double. LaBoy scores. Sutherland goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Marv Stahl pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Al Roboski now pitching. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Marv Stahl. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Expos 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Wagoner now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaBoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Haig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Haig reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaBoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hrabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hrabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. LaBoy reaches second base with a double. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. LaBoy scores. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. One out. Ron Brand pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. It's 9-7. Cardinals. Donhan pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brand moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing center field. Donhan now playing right field. Bill Dillman now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brand. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaBoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen is walked intentionally. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaBoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haig. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Sal Campisi now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sutherland is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bateman moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campisi fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Parc Gerry in Montreal.